Chapter 24, Structure of a Report. A report is a logical presentation of facts and information. The information is needed for reviewing and evaluating progress, for planning the future course of action and taking decisions. Reports provide feedback to the managers on various aspects of the organization. What is a report? Ideally, a report has factual information based on the records, events, data, details. When we talk of a business report, there is a purpose for writing a business report. One aspect can be to evaluate as to why there is a decrease in the sales of a particular product. Another aspect is whereby a person at top management will ask his subordinate to submit a report as to why there is unrest amongst the people who are in the production department. So when we talk of a business report, it has all the details which are gathered, evaluated, analyzed, and if there is a conclusion, it will be put forward. Every report does not necessarily have to have a conclusion. Every report does not necessarily have a conclusion. Parts of a report. A report generally includes the letter of transmittal, title page, table of contents, list of abbreviations or glossary, executive summary, introduction, body, conclusion, recommendation, bibliography, and appendices. We will now discuss each one of these. So, when we talk of a part of a report or the parts of a report, all these are required to be put forward. Letter of transmittal. What is a letter of transmittal? It is typed on the organization's letterhead. It is addressed to the person who commissioned the report. It includes a salutation, the purpose of the letter, the main findings of the report, any important considerations, and an acknowledgement of significant help, along with expression of pleasure or thanks. When we talk of a letter of transmittal, what is a letter of transmittal? It is put forward when there is no face-to-face communication. A letter of transmittal has a personal message, which is expressed by the subordinate to the person who commissioned the report. What do we mean by the word commissioned the report? See, the director of an organization has asked his immediate subordinate to prepare a report and give all the details as far as a particular product is concerned, since they want to launch that product in the market. So, when we talk of commissioned the report, that means the director has given the task to his subordinate to prepare a report. When we talk of salutation, dear sir, dear madam, salutation is a way of greeting the person. When we talk of the main findings of the report, every report will have facts. All facts are expressed in a logical order. Some of the facts will probably lead to a conclusion. That means after those facts are evaluated, analyzed, they will give an effective conclusion. When we talk of a report, acknowledgement, I express my heartfelt gratitude. That is a way of acknowledging. Maybe if someone has helped you or given you information when you've prepared a report. Maybe you've got inputs from few people, or you've got inputs from one person who's been very supportive while you were preparing this information and preparing the report. Title page. It includes the report title, full details of the person for whom the report was prepared, full details of the person who prepared the report, and the date of the presentation of the report. Four aspects when we talk of title page. The title by itself, very important. The title will actually tell us what the report is all about. Who prepared the report? To whom is it going to be submitted to? And the date. Four aspects when we talk of title page. In an individual letter form report, the title is in the form of subject line, indicating the topic. The subject says it all. Say when you write, for example, an email. Even if a person doesn't get time to read the email, the subject says it all. If it is a short report of 2 or 3 pages, that means if the report is of 2 or 3 pages, it is very concise, that means it doesn't need a title page. Why does a short report not need a title page? 2 or 3 pages gives an idea to the person as to what the report is all about. So a title page is not required. It is only when a report is long enough, then we need a title page, since the title will be as good as a topic and will let the reader know what is the report all about. Table of contents. It is given after the title page. Used if the report is long, say 10 pages, contains list of the headings and appendices of the report with the page number on which it begins. When we talk of table of contents, it guides you as to the, when we talk of table of contents, it guides us actually to the contents. For example, if you have prepared a report, we will write 1, next to it introduction. 2, we probably write car X, the name of the car. When we write 2, just below that, in a slanting manner, we write 2.1, the fuel efficiency. 2.2, the features. So what are we doing? When we write 1 as the introduction, the serial number 1 and the introduction, that means next to it I will have the page number 2. Next to it I will have the page number. When I write 2 as car A, what does it mean? We are talking of a car. When I write 2.1, going in a slanting manner below, it means it is a subheading. What am I talking of? The fuel efficiency. So, when I write fuel efficiency, in line with that, I write the page number. So, it gets easier to understand. That means, on the left-hand side, I have the introduction, I have the product which I'm talking of, the subheadings which I'm talking of. On the right hand side, I am actually having the page numbers. So the person is getting all the contents available as per the page. This gets simpler for the reader to understand each and every aspect of the report. It contains a list of the headings and appendices of the report, with the page number on which it begins. When we talk of appendices, what is an appendice? It is additional information at the end of a document. When we talk of additional information at the end of a document, it is ideally information which may be useful to the reader. Abbreviations and glossary. Abbreviations, short forms, a paragraph or a word shortened. For example, for professor, the short form is PROF, full stop. So, we ideally are talking of abbreviations. If the report includes abbreviations, which may not be known to all the readers of the report, and an alphabetical list is provided. Why are we talking of abbreviations? Because at times we can use short forms while writing a report. When we talk of abbreviations, it is better to explain, since every person who's reading the report may not be aware of all the short forms. Even if the person is aware, it is better to give a list of the abbreviations. A glossary is also provided if there are many technical terms. What is a glossary? It is actually alphabetical list of terms. When we talk of a glossary, some of the terms may be never heard of, some of the terms may have a concept, some of the terms may have probably not been used as often. So, it is expressed in the list. That means the glossary. When I say expressed, the word along with the meaning. Abbreviations and glossary. A glossary is an alphabetical list of the terms with their meanings. So, words with A, then words with B. So, it goes in that order. Acknowledgements. It is a list of names of persons who helped the writer of the report with information, collection of data, references, discussion, and so on. When we talk of acknowledgements, it is a genuine appreciation for the person who has helped you with all the information. The person has managed to gather facts, details relevant to that report. Very important aspect that the person has managed to get information from a pool of sources so that you as a writer have enough and appropriate information to put forward. Sometimes information can be taken from the internet. Sometimes information can be taken from books. Sometimes information can be gathered from other sources, from other people. So, when we talk of acknowledgements, you're actually appreciating the people who have cooperated with you and been helpful in providing information. Executive summary. It is written for an executive who most likely does not have the time to read the original. It is not longer than 10% of the full report. A person who has no time to read a report will read the executive summary. An executive summary has all the details put forward but in a concise manner. So the main considerations, the main points of the report. Is there any effective conclusion, if at all? Is this a report whereby there's no conclusion? So, it has to be expressed. Is this report having certain data which can be compared? So, when you talk of executive summary, it is as good as providing you all the information which the actual report will have, but in fewer words. Summary or executive summary. The summary gives the reader the essential contents of the report documents in 1 to 10 pages. Previews the main points of the report, helps the reader determine the key result and recommendations. So as we just discussed, that the summary will help the reader to realize what are the key points or important points, the important findings as far as this report is concerned, what is the outcome, what has been analyzed, evaluated, and what is going to be the final outcome, if at all, or if there will be no conclusion. The summary includes the content of the research, the purpose for the report, the major findings, the conclusions, and main recommendations. When we talk of the summary of the report, it has to have the main findings, content of the research, all the facts which are gathered. What exactly are we wanting to convey to the reader? You may have gathered a lot of facts and details and information, but finally, what are you wanting to convey to the reader? Especially since we are talking of an executive summary, because there we need to give limited and appropriate points which are important not only from your point of view but also from the reader's point of view. When we talk of the summary, recommendations, what do you recommend? What are the various options you want to put forward? For example, when you've probably done a survey, there is an office in a particular area and you did a survey, you realize that there is ideally no mode of transport for at least 5 to 10 minutes in that area. So you can always put forward points that if possible, there can be a bus service arranged for the people working in the corporate every evening, and you put forward a time, say every evening at 6. Or if you realize that people in your organization in a particular department are constantly having group dynamics and having issues with each other in the group. So this situation needs to be looked into by the senior manager. So you recommend, you give that kind of a view that the situation is getting out of control and the senior manager needs to look into this as soon as possible. The main report is divided into 4 sections. The first is introduction or terms of reference. What does it do? It gives details of the assignment, the purpose and scope of limitations of the study. When we talk of introduction, it gives the details of the assignment. When we talk of introduction, what is the focus on? So, who has assigned the report? Is there a committee or is this report written by an individual? What is the date of submission as far as this report is concerned? So, details as far as introduction is concerned. Procedure. This is the second section. Methods used for collecting information are stated in this section. It begins with the meeting held by the committee. Whenever we speak of procedure, it will always start with the meetings held by the committee. A report must indicate the methods used for collecting information. Various methods used for collecting information. Procedure. There's several methods like records of the organization can provide data on production, sales, recruitment, marketing, expenditure. How do I get all the information? For example, in organization A, we gather all the facts in relation to the production process, all the details as far as production is concerned, all the aspects in relation to how production as a process is moving ahead. When we talk of the expenditure, Very important aspect, because the procedure will actually explain where are the funds put, how much is spent ideally, for example, on marketing. Can we do cost cutting as far as advertising is concerned? So we discuss expenditure. Observation consists of watching certain phenomena involved in a problem. When there's a problem or an issue, we first observe, then we gather all the facts, then we evaluate and analyze, and then we come up with a solution. When we speak of observation, observation will ideally have a cause and effect aspect, because when there's an observation, what is the cause of a particular situation going in this direction? Why is it after launching a product in the market, for example, the sales are not doing good? What is the reason? Maybe the product is not or has not lived up to the taste, preference and style of the consumers. Maybe the product is overpriced as far as the consumers are concerned. Maybe packaging is not appealing. So, various aspects, when it is observed, then evaluated and analyzed and an outcome. And recording, what is systematically observed? Interrogation is the method of asking questions. When we say and recording, what is systematically observed? I just explained. So we go in a logical manner. We go in a manner whereby it is at step one, then we go to step two. So gradually get it resolved. Interrogation, all the questions may be doubts. All the questions may be put forward in a manner to get appropriate information. When we talk of questions, it is ideally about clarifications. There are several methods like reference to books, dictionaries, standard publications. Books are a source of information. Books ideally are extremely important since they help us come up with an effective way of moving ahead. Visits and personal inspection are necessary when suitable sites are being surveyed. Experimentation is done by various kind of tests for different kinds of inquiries. So when we talk of visits, especially if we are talking of suitable sites, it is mandatory or rather important if there is a visit. Why? Because once a person has gone to visit a particular place, then as far as writing of the report is concerned, he can or she can give all the pros and cons, all the positive aspects as well as the negative aspects, and then resolve it. Experimentation, very important, because an experiment will always have an outcome. So the first section we had is introduction. The second section, procedure. How do we move ahead? By gathering all the information through all the sources we discussed, and then we move ahead. Findings. This comes third and is the main part of the report. The collected facts and information have to be organized into presentable form with headings and subheadings. It's important to gather information, but when we get information or gather information from various sources, we then need to put in more effort by actually putting the information in a more orderly or organized manner. This is actually a very important aspect as far as report writing is concerned. Because when I have to, for example, submit a report to my supervisor, Say a building is in dilapidated condition. If I'm an engineer, then I need to actually evaluate and explain in that report why is the building a risk to the people living out there. The mass of collected information is analyzed and divided for easy and readable presentation. Finally, when it's put forward to the reader, it is in the simplest of words, whereby the reader will understand easily. Yes, when we gather information, we do need to realize what is important and should be put forward in the report, and what is ideally not that important and can be deleted as far as putting it in the report is concerned. Use of illustrations. Explanation of the findings with relevant illustrated data like diagrams, graphs, chart plans or maps make the report more readable, clear and effective. When I talk of diagrams, it is a better way to convey a message to the reader. The diagram gives a better explanation through the express. The diagram gives a better explanation to the reader. Since it is not in written form, but the diagram expresses through what is shown. Use of illustrations. The advantages. They clarify and support the verbal analysis. As we said, illustrations, diagrams, graphs, chart plans. So, it expresses more than what verbal communication can offer. When we talk of a diagram, the diagram is expressed and labeled in a manner whereby the person or the reader clearly understands each and every aspect of the diagram. Present a large amount of complex data in a compact form and with precision. Diagrams also are explained in a concise manner. That means what can be said in a few or longer sentences can be actually expressed in minimum words through a diagram. Why minimum words? When a diagram is labeled, the person can actually see the diagram and understand what is the message through this diagram. Comparisons of data or comparisons of data can be seen at a glance in a graph or a chart. Take for example an automobile company, the sales in 1998 and then the sales in 2008. It's increased threefold. So it gets easier to compare when we talk of diagrams or graphs or charts. Pictorial representation is more attractive and interesting. Pictures ideally convey a lot. Diagrams ideally convey a lot. So, use of illustrations has its own advantages. When I say convey a lot, it means that it's very easy for the reader to understand through the pictorial representation. Recommendations. These are the proposals for action suggested by the report writer to the appointing authority. When we talk of proposals for action, the person who's writing the report will have various points in mind so that whatever is put forward in the report, if his recommendations or her recommendations are followed, then it will be worthwhile. When we talk of recommendations, it is always ideally suggestions which would probably improve the current situation or suggestions which will improve that situation. It should be written in the same order as the problems are stated in the findings as far as possible. So, if the problems are put forward, every problem will have a solution there. So, it is put forward in a systematic manner. It's like, for example, you write an email. When you write an email, and if you have four questions, when the person will reply to those four questions, it'll be one or question one, and below that you will write one, which means you're answering that first question. Sorry, which means you're answering the first question. So, based on the problems, you're giving effective solutions. These suggestions or these recommendations ideally will make a difference. So, they are put forward. They may be numbered and must be in the same grammatical form. When we talk of tense, the past tense, the future tense, we need to focus on that. And when we say they may be numbered, I just gave you an example whereby after question one, you will put answer one. Signature, place and date. A committee report must be signed by all members of the committee with the date and place on the left and the signature on the right. When we talk of a committee report, it is prepared by a group of people. So, very important that the date and place. Date, we write as 5th April 2012, 5th April 2012. Place, Mumbai. When you talk of the signatures, that will be on the right. So, date comes on top, below that the place and the signatures on the right hand side. Appendix. It is a supplementary material given at the end of the report. This may be a copy of questionnaire used, maps or other materials which is referred to in the body of the report. Appendix is ideally the additional information given at the end of a report. When we talk of appendix, for example, the questionnaire, used maps or other material that can be put forward. What is the purpose of having a questionnaire or used maps? It ideally gives an idea to the reader as to what exactly are the details as far as this report is concerned. For example, the used maps. The maps express and give information through diagrams. So, what material was used? Ideally, when you talk of an appendix, it just gives information or additional information. But in this case, we are saying it may be a copy of the questionnaire, used maps or other materials. Bibliography. It is a list of books and articles used by the report writer. It is arranged in alphabetical order of the surnames of the authors. We talk of all the books which are probably helpful when you have actually written a report. So, all the books which were helpful to you when you wrote a report or when you prepared a report. We also talk of the various articles which were informative and elaborative and helped you write the report appropriately. Very important that when we talk of bibliography, it is arranged in alphabetical order of the surnames of the authors. So, the surname of the author, it starts with the surname and in alphabetical order. We have completed chapter 24. Thank you.